Let's be a little concerned over what has happened over the weekend. An unprecedented crisis has occurred in the Latin America, where US troops has launched military strike in Venezuela and captured President Nicolas Maduro, and what it could mean for Singapore jobs, economy, and ultimately filter down to the Singapore property market if a broader war or prolonged geopolitical destruction were to unfold. Do know that this is a developing story. Nobody will know what is going to happen next. Here, let's head into the discussion. The capture of Venezuela leader and US military action represent a sharp escalation in international tension, triggering political uncertainty, potential sanctions, and response from major powers including China, Russia, and EU states. Such geopolitical shocks typically will have ripple effect to the global stock market, where investors sell risky assets and flock to safe haven. This can slow down economic activities and tighten financial conditions worldwide. For Singapore, which is a city-state that is very dependent on trade, due to our open economy, this matters because once financial markets become volatile, stock markets and currency can swing sharply. Investor risk premium rise, making higher borrowing costs for companies. Business confidence can potentially drop too, slowing investment as well as hiring. Big ticket investment can also be put on hold. The impact to the Singapore economy can be broadly felt in three ways. Firstly, on trade and supply chain. Singapore trade, especially with the South and Central America and the Caribbean, which is Singapore's third largest source of foreign direct investment at $661.4 billion as at end 2023, based on data from Singapore Department of Statistics. North America, China, and Europe could slow significantly if global trade volume contract amidst a broader crisis. Higher shipping costs to Latin America and supply chain disruption can also hurt manufacturing and logistics sectors, sectors that employ many Singaporeans. Secondly, on the financial services, if the tension continues to escalate, who knows which other country could fall under his radar? Greenland, Colombia, or even the Panama Canal? Singapore as a regional financial hub will be greatly affected from any military exercise, even though it's miles away. This might reduce IPOs, investment banking deals, and asset management flow, which can dampen job growth in the financial sector. Thirdly, tourism and aviation. Fear of conflict can depress travel demand globally, affecting airlines, hotels, as well as retail spending. Singapore aviation sector may see lower volume if global travel slows. If the above will happen, Singapore GDP growth could soften, leading firms to delay hiring or cut costs. This boils down to the last point, the impact to the Singapore property market. In past geopolitical events, Singapore property market has been pretty resilient. From the Israel-Gaza conflict to Ukraine-Russia tension, well, we can safely say that Big Brother is not involved. But this time, it's very different. As what former Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, said, Donald Trump's actions in Venezuela do not make America safer, stronger, or more affordable. In fact, I'm very sure all American and American assets all around the world will be on high alert today. The rising tension may lead to some funds to flow into the Singapore property market. Well, this is good news, especially the commercial sector where there is no ABSD. But things are very different for the man on the street. If geopolitical tension escalates into broader conflicts, it will have wider implications onto jobs as well as wage growth. This will indirectly weaken domestic demand for housing. Buyers will pull off plans to upgrade. Investors may put on hold their purchases. Property developers, on the other hand, will put on hold all their launches. Who want to be so gung-ho and launch a project at the worst of time? What if sales is lukewarm and they have to offer a steep discount and affect their own profit margin? In the near term, the Singapore property market will still be business as usual, but a bit slower in Q1 as everyone will be sitting on the fence and wait and see. There is no longer that urgency that if you don't buy today, prices will continue to go up tomorrow. But if global tension persists and spill into wider economy slowdown, buying demand could tumble. Seller will have to adjust price to move units. The rental market could likewise also be hit. Will this spell the next correction we are all anticipating about? Well, I seriously don't know. That depends on how the US president himself decides what is best for his country.